Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
And both teams coming out on the floor, getting ready to tip this game off. Mountain Home will be going right to left in this first half. Anna Grace Former will be jumping center for Mountain Home, and for Bentonville West, it will be Shania Wilson trying to win the tip. Ball's up in the air. Tip is controlled by Bentonville West, but they just lost the handle. So it is Mountain Home is going to start off with the ball to end this first half. Here is Husky with the ball at the top. She'll throw it to Martin. Over on the left side, looks like Bentonville West starting off in a man-to-man defense. Gilbert has now between the circles, throws over to Husky on the right side. Her pass to Foreman, knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touched by Bentonville West, and it will be Mountain Home basketball right under their basket as we are 21 seconds into this contest. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Martin in the right corner. She drills out between out to the wing, now gives it there to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Long rebound controlled by Wilson, and Bentonville West will have their first possession of the night. Ball goes down into the right corner with Wood. Now ball goes out on the left wing to Mahone, and now a steal by Mountain Home. First turnover against Bentonville West. Here's Martin with the ball on the right wing, throwing it to Gilbert in the corner. Back to Martin. Now to Foreman up at the top. Down, she tries to throw it to Yates. Ball was knocked around, and a steal by the Lady Wolves as they come back the other direction. Ball's up top with Wood over on the right side. Now it goes to Mahone. Down low block with Wilson. She puts the move on Foreman, goes up for the leaner off the glass and in. And Bentonville West strikes first. Shania Wilson with her first 2 points of the night. 6:45 left in the first quarter. Here is Martin into the front court. She drills to the left wing. Now takes the screen for Foreman. Throws up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going down towards the paint. Now she's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. A little short, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Samantha White. And here comes Bentonville West on the other end of the floor. Cash with the ball across the timeline. She throws over on the right side to Mahone. Now Mahone will give it to Wilson, and she's going to pull up for a jumper outside the lane. No good. Rebound controlled by Yates, and back on the Lady Bombers. Gilbert into the front court, has the ball on the left side, throws it up top to Husky. Thought about three. Now she'll dribble toward the right wing. Now Husky takes the screen from Foreman, throws it up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Now she'll take the screen from Yates. Yates throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right. Martin goes up top to Yates. Over to Husky on the left wing. Husky takes the screen and throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes the screen, throws it up top to Yates. Over to Martin. Martin's going down toward the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. And Mountain Home's on the board. Emma Martin with her first 2 points. And we are knotted up at 2-all with a little over 5.5 minutes left to the first quarter. Ball's over with Mahone on the left wing. Down a low block to Wilson. She puts a move on Foreman. Foreman blocks her shot. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Bentonville West inbounding it on the baseline with 5:24 left in this opening period. We're knotted up at 2-all. White will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it up top to Mahone. She actually has it on the left wing. Down to White in the paint. Hirsch jumper rolls around. Does not go. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. She's quickly back into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Has the ball on the right wing. Goes cross court to Husky in the left corner. Husky will dribble toward the paint. Now kicks up top to Martin. Martin sets up the offense. Now drills towards the right side. Now gives to Gilbert in the corner. Over to Yates at the elbow. Yates now throws up top to Husky. Over to Gilbert on the right wing. Less than 5 minutes left this first quarter. We're tied at two. Yates has it now. Throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the left side. Martin takes the screen from Foreman. He's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good. And that's our first lead change of the night as Emma Martin has all four of Mountain Home's points. 4-2, our score with a little over 4.5 minutes left to the first quarter. Ball's over with White on the right side. Her pass was knocked. The ball was actually knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Good defense by Kate Gilbert. It will be Bentonville West inbounding it on the near sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench with 4:28 left in this opening period. Wood will trigger the inbound pass. Lobs it in to White in the paint. She goes up for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Samantha White will go to the line for the old-fashioned three and a chance to give Bentonville West a lead. That foul is on Anna Grace Foreman, her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. First, the free throw is up. No good. Offensive rebound for Wilson. She puts it back up off the glass and in, and Bentonville West is back on top. 6-4 our score with 4:18 left in the first quarter. Kyra Penn will check in for Mountain Home at the next available time. Husky has the ball on the right side, throws it down to Yates in the corner, back to Husky on the wing. Now she drills toward the top, gives it to Martin on the left, down to Foreman in the corner. Tries to go cross court to Husky. It does get to her. Ball was knocked around, but it is Husky securing the pass. Now Martin has on the up at the top, over to Gilbert. Now to Martin near the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. The rebound controlled by Cash, and back come the Lady Wolves. 3:45 left in the first quarter. Cash throws over on the right side to Wood. Down low block to Wilson. She goes up over Foreman, puts another shot up off the glass and in. Shania Wilson with 6 points now. 8-4, Bentonville West leading it with 3.5 minutes left in this opening period. Martin across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Now it looks like Bentonville West has switched to a zone defense. Maybe a 2-3. Ball goes to Martin in the left corner, up to Husky. Now top to Gilbert. Over to Yates on the right side. Yates drills down into the corner. Kicks it back out to Gilbert on the wing. Over to the left side to Husky. Down to Martin near the left corner. Back over to Husky. Now to Gilbert on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert with her first 3 points of the night. And that cuts Bentonville West's lead back to a point. 8-7 is our score with 2:49 left in the first quarter. Ball's over with Mahone on the left wing. She's going to throw it down to Wilson on a low block. Her jumper, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert back the other way, throwing it to Husky in the left corner. Now she dribbles out to the wing, gives it to Yates in the corner. Yates is going to dribble into the wing. Now has her shot blocked. And coming up with the basketball is Samantha White. And back comes Bentonville West. She'll throw it up top to Cash. She'll set up the offense. Mountain Home, by the way, in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Mahone. Mahone dribbles toward the free throw line, kicks out on the wing to Cash. The left wing, she puts up the three and good. Anna Cash with her first 3 points of the night. 11-7, Bentonville West on top. A little over 2 minutes left in the opening period. Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it to Gilbert. Back to Husky on the left wing. Down to Foreman in the corner. Back to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! And now right after the Husky hits that three, Del Leonard quickly takes a timeout. We'll break with 1:45 left to play in the first quarter. It is Bentonville West leading Mountain Home 11-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Back at Mountain Home High School at Bomber Gymnasium. 1:45 left to play in the first quarter of this girls' game as the Mountain Home trails Bentonville West 11-10. Come after that three-pointer by Peyton Husky. That was her first 3 points of the night. Here's Cash into the front court for the Lady Wolves. She throws over to Wood on the left side. By the way, Kyra Penn checked in during the timeout. In for Anna Grace Foreman. Now Wilson gets the lob pass on the low block, puts up another layup off the glass and in. She quickly has 8 points, 13-10. Bentonville West leading it with 1:22 left in the first quarter. Now Bentonville West back to a man-to-man. Here's Martin going into the lane for the layup. No good. May have drawn a little contact, but no call there. A jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Bentonville West basketball on the possession arrow. Now Bentonville West brings in their first sub for tonight. That is Jada Curtis, a 5'8 junior. She's going to fill in for Shania Wilson, who seems to be holding her arm a little gingerly. Dana Gray Swarm is going to check back in, replacing Addison Yates. By the way, Kyra Penn, a 6'1 senior. I didn't mention that earlier. So 1:10 left in the first quarter as Bentonville West has the ball leading by three. Ball goes to the right elbow to White. Now she's going to drill to the left side of the paint. Has her shot blocked by Anna Grace Swarm. Mounts home, comes up with the basketball. Kate Gilbert back the other way, going in for the layup. Good. Kate Gilbert now with 5 points. And Mounts home cuts the margin back to one. 13-12 our score here with 45 seconds left. Ball is up top with the Wood. Now she'll throw it to Cash on the right side. Now she drills down towards the free throw line, kicks it out to Mahone in the left corner. Her three-pointer misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Penn. Back come the Lady Bombers. Here's Martin across the half-court stripe. She picks up a dribble at the right side. Now ball goes down to Gilbert in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good, and the long rebound controlled by Wood for Bentonville West. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Here is Mahone in the front court. She's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. And I believe they're going to get her for the offensive foul. Wow. I'm actually kind of surprised they called that. Mahone picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Bentonville West. Shania Wilson is going to check right back into the game, replacing Samantha White. 15 and a half seconds left in the first quarter. Mounts and Home with a chance to take their second lead of the game, as they trail by a point. 7 seconds. Here's Husky with the ball on the right, throwing it to Martin there on the wing. 4 seconds. They're going to have to hurry up. They're going to get the shot. Now they're up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three. The buzzer, good! And that's going to give Mountain Home a 2-point lead to end the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home on top of Bentonville West, 15-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.